Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
8521-866-65.
Didn't think I'd be saying this anytime soon, but that's the late, great Tom Petty. And they're not late, great heartbreakers. Welcome back, 7 till. Still sad about that. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Rick Newman. Rick's a columnist for Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com. Right, Rick?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I think Tom Petty wrote that song about you, Jim, didn't he? I won't back down.
That's exactly right. And somebody else I know really well, too, comes under that heading. Hey, Rick, by the way, folks, Rick's books are Liberty for All and Rebounders is another one that I encourage you to check out, whatever Rick has to say. Go to Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com, and find out what he's up to. Rick, let's talk about tax reform. You've written about that recently. I've written about it as well this weekend. My column was about this. I like the fact that they're lowering taxes. If the tax rate were the way they're proposing was, if I had that in 16, I would have saved money. So I can't complain about that. But there are two things that I don't like about it. One is I don't like the fact that the now pass, what they're calling the pass-through income, that's not pass-through anymore. Is going to be taxed at 25% max, whereas corporate rate is 20%. I don't like that discrepancy. Rick, what do you think?
I don't think you're going to have to worry about it because the corporate tax rate is probably never going down to 20%, and it could very well end up at 25%. So, or maybe even a little bit higher than that, 28%. And that's, you know, for complicated reasons that the math of the budget and how much you can actually add to the deficit to
right.
have these tax cuts, they cannot cut the corporate tax rate to 20%. I just don't think that's going to happen. So,
well, see, you're making my point. You're making my point about how every number they come up with is a balancing act, isn't it? Between whatever they think they can get away with, they can feed their constituents that kind of benefit while still balancing. Not hurting the budget too badly. That number is a strategic number, isn't it?
Yes, and you're right. Most of what they've been talking about is really just moving money around. So you're potentially raising somebody else's taxes in order to lower somebody else's. Now there are some ways you can change the tax code that sort of have what you might call a multiplier effect. In other
right.
words, you might get more back
right.
than you actually cut taxes.
Dynamic scoring.
Now, I'm not. I cannot advocate dynamic scoring for two reasons, Jim. And one is
wasn't that what
first,
you just described, though?
No. If you can make the tax code more efficient, you could get better than a one-for-one return in real time. So, in other words, if you eliminate tax incentives that sort of create behavior that's not great for the economy. Some would argue that giving a deduction for interest, which encourages borrowing,
right.
Rather than investment.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather want to encourage investment. So if you could do that kind of switch, you might trigger more investment in less borrowing, which probably would be good. But of course,
well, as a small business,
is going to fight against that. Everybody's going to fight against. Eliminating every single tax break. So this is why it gets really hard.
Well, as a small business owner and who pays a lot of taxes, and as the small business advocate, when I see the number for corporate America coming out at 20 and the number for small business coming out at 25, that tells me that they chose to charge small business owners more to get some of the, more of their money from small business. From a percentage standpoint, and I just don't like that. I think it's bad. I think it's bad policy, bad politics, and bad economics. And I said that in my column this week. And go ahead.
It's hard to disagree with you, but I can tell you here's the reason that there's that discrepancy. The 20% rate generally would apply to big companies, which let's keep in mind. have the ability to move a lot
that's
of their
right.
money overseas.
That's right.
And some of them even move their headquarters.
That's my point. So is that's my point. Is we're
small
we're,
businesses
we're
don't
planting
have the
ground.
To,
we're planting
yeah,
the ground.
Small businesses generally don't have the ability to do that. So, you know, in terms of this whole debate, I mean, what I try to tell people is to keep in mind the most broken part of the tax code is the corporate side. It's not the individual side. And I think you could even argue that on the individual side, yes, it's complicated. Yeah, we have probably too many tax breaks. It should be simpler. But, you know,
we need a broader base.
Okay, fine. But it's the problems that are really messing up the economy are not on the individual side. They're on the corporate side because we have incentives that literally drive companies out of the country.
That's right. The money, their money and their headquarters. I agree with that. Hey,
and
Rick,
that is mainly. We got to go. I know.
I got to wrap it up. But, folks, you can see more of Rick's brilliance on at finance.yahoo.com. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.